Dave, remember the feeling of watching Saturday morning cartoons with your favorite bowl of sugary cereal?
Sure.
Well, what if I told you that you could recapture that feeling, but without the guilt of eating cereal that's bad for you?
I'd say you must be talking about Magic Spoon.
That's right, Dave. And now you can get a variety pack with four featured flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. This pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs. Each serving is only 140 calories. They're keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb.
My favorite flavor is the frosted.
Spice up your peanut butter cereal by slicing up some fresh banana in it. That's what I did.
Go to magicspoon.com/AIC to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code AIC at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked.
Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/AIC and use the code AIC to save $5.
Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
AICNN, where toy news matters. And now, AIC 120.
Welcome to a special post-San Diego Comic-Con edition of AICNN. I'm Eric, and I'm here with Dave. The empty Funko box listed for $15 on Mercari and the smell of that one bathroom at the San Diego Convention Center are out. So starting off with some Marvel Legends news, boy, was there a lot of that. The most kind of pressing news, I guess you could say, is the announcement of the Black Panther Wakanda Forever Marvel Legends wave, which will be available, if you are listening to this on the air date of the 25th, they're available everywhere today, 7/25/22 at 1 p.m. Eastern. The wave consists of two comic Black Panther characters, a redo of the first Black Panther film's Everett Ross, and then three new figures, in a new look for Okoye, a new look for Nakia, and then the debut of the Marvel Cinematic Universe's Namor. So your Build-A-Figure for this wave is going to be Atuma. And like I said, this is available today, July 25th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. The other big piece that the Marvel Legends team announced kind of late in the con is that the final figure in the Infinity Ultron Disney Plus Build-A-Figure wave is, of course, She-Hulk. That was the speculation, was that it was going to be She-Hulk, and it sure enough is. No release date or pre-order date confirmed on She-Hulk just yet, but they did show off the figure, and Jennifer Walters looks big, bad, and green. It's perfect. Hasbro had a bunch of other announcements alongside of their Marvel Legends, but the kind of the most available, you know, in terms of things that they announced that were readily available and up for pre-order were the Marvel Legends. They, along with the Black Panther and She-Hulk figure that I just mentioned, they also put up for pre-order a role play one-to-one scale Tesseract that comes with a special TVA version of Loki, not the one with the jacket, more with the kind of like rolled up sleeves as he appears in the show. They also put up a Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends 3-pack, which is incredible. Features the colorway of that kind of cel-shaded look from the television show. They also put up retro-carded 1990s versions of Scorpion and Beast. And then a Heralds of Galactus 2-pack that features Terrax. So the very first ever Marvel Legends Build-A-Figure finally gets a re-release. So all of you that have been hunting those pieces to go with your upcoming Galactus HasLab, Hunt No More. You can head on over to Hasbro Pulse and get those now. Sticking with Hasbro, because like I said, they had a ton of announcements. They also announced new Star Wars figures, both in the Black Series and the Vintage Collection. Most notably in the Vintage Collection, we are finally getting a Cal Kestis figure. So it is his look from the new Jedi Fallen Order game. So he's got a little bit of a different look. He's rocking a neat 5 o'clock shadow, but he does have BD-1 with him, which is awesome. They're also re-releasing the Clatooinian Raider from The Mandalorian that was previously only packaged with that AT-ST. So if you missed out on that, you'll have another crack at getting that. Moving on to G.I. Joe real quick. The big G.I. Joe reveal is that at Hasbro PulseCon, which is happening later this year in October, the Hasbro PulseCon exclusive will be Serpentor. Complete with his gilded Cobra glider. He will be available for pre-order at that virtual event when it happens in October. The G.I. Joe team also showed off some early renders of previously announced figures like Torpedo, Copperhead, Rock and Roll, and Shipwreck, and announced that that in 2023 we can also expect to see Lowlight and the Televiper complete with the Cobra flight pod. So hopefully the next step of course in the G.I. Joe progression is Snake Armor. So that's what we're hoping for next. But with that, I'm going to turn it over to Dave for some additional reveals.
So Friends of the Pod, the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast, Major Bendy's, lots of announcements. They actually had their own panel, and there were a lot of announcements for Major Bendy's. Of course, various repaints for Matt and Brian, as well as Swoggle. Got to see the upcoming Johnny Gargano Major Bendy's in Punisher and Venom gear. There is another comic edition Danhausen variant coming soon. We also got to see two figures that are in Series 4, and that is, of course, the British Bulldog Davey Boy Smith and the Bad Boy Joey Janela. Now, moving on from Major Bendy's, Mattel had a lot to announce as far as WWE figures go, and boy, were there some pretty staggeringly cool announcements there. Of course, we got to see the last two figures, actually, in the upcoming retro series, which is, of course, the previously announced Lex Luger and Tugboat, but now we have Doink the Clown and Rhythm and Blues Greg Valentine. There are also two NWO, two retro two packs that are going to be exclusive to Ringside Collectibles, and those are the first two packs in the new retro line. Saw some new Ultimates. We got to see an Ultimate Warrior, a Brock Lesnar, an AJ Styles, an early render for a Jeff Jarrett, which is the first WWE Jeff Jarrett figure in a long time. The next Target exclusives, which are Bret the Hitman Hart and The Rock. And then this was cool. There is an exclusive, a Mattel Creations exclusive Cody Rhodes Ultimate, the first American Nightmare figure for the WWE Ultimate line from Mattel. And that was a open pre-order that started last week at Comic-Con. So that's really cool, too. We got to see many more Elite waves, like the upcoming pay-per-view waves. So WrestleMania with a Build-A-Figure Mean Gene Okerlund. We got to see, let me find it here, I believe the Royal Rumble series, which had Doc Hendricks, and the Survivor Series with a Build-A-Figure Rick Rude. And what's cool with that Rick Rude is it looks like it's representing not Survivor Series so much, but the night in November where he appeared on both WWE and WCW programming at the same time with two different heads. We got to see more Superstars waves, which are Walmart exclusives. Got to see more Elite Waves. Elite Wave 100 we saw, which was The Rock with the kind of shelved Brahma Bull belt. Andre the Giant with the big WWF title. Rey Mysterio with a WCW Cruiserweight title. Becky Lynch with a SmackDown Women's title. John Cena with the Spinner title. And Stunning Steve Austin with what looks like, I believe it's the old WCW/NWA television title. Correct me if I'm wrong there. We got to see more elites. Got to see the first Happy Corbin. A return to the line from Mandy Rose with her NXT gear. We got to see King Xavier Woods, Rick Boogs, a new boogeyman, Farouk, Queen Zelina, just so many elites coming soon. Johnny Knoxville's getting an elite. New basics, so we got a Pat McAfee and an Aaliyah coming. Just so many new Mattel figures that the next year is going to look amazing for those elite collectors. Back to you, Eric.
So the other thing that we wanted to talk about was something that the team at Hasbro kind of hinted at. They dropped a little teaser, and we started to talk about it offline, you know, as we tend to do. we realized that it would be a much better conversation recorded. So one of the things that that Hasbro teased was the next HasLab campaign. And let's just say that it promises to be a vengeful a HasLab campaign with a vengeance. Let's say that. Do you think that's a fair way to say it, Dave?
That would be better. It embodies the spirit of vengeance.
There we go. So it very heavily is hinting that it's going to be something Ghost Rider related. They did show a piece in their display that was a hammer with a chain and a crowbar and a crowbar that were connected by a chain. And as you know, that is one of the things that Ghost Rider Robbie Reyes uses, one of his weapons of choice. So that got us thinking, what could this HasLab campaign actually include? So I think, Dave, it's safe to say that kind of our general consensus is that the main piece, the main item of the campaign will likely be Robbie and the car. Yeah?
Yeah, I would say, you know, a charger for a Dodge Charger for a 6-inch, 7-inch figure is definitely something that would be, you know, HasLab sized and HasLab ready, I'll say, for lack of a better word. Especially since, you know, we've seen motorcycles with various incarnations of Ghost Riders historically through whether it was Toy Biz or Hasbro.
Yeah, and it's you know, it's one of those things where we now have the Hiss Tank, you know, the Hiss Tank HasLab, which a tank is a 1/12 scale tank is significantly, you know, maybe not significantly, but larger than a car. So you know, it's not one of those things where, like, a lot of people think of initially a 3¾-inch vehicle. Oh, well, you know, that's for roughly a 3-inch figure. So, you know, just imagine that vehicle twice the size. It doesn't always work that way. Things kind of scale differently, you know, as you start to make them larger. So it's definitely something that would not swing at retail. But that being said, going off of the previous most recent HasLabs, right? So your G.I. Joe Cobra Hiss Tank had an early bird special that was hit, which gave an additional figure. Then you had the figure that came, you know, with the base offering. You have one of the tiers was an unlockable figure, a tank gunner. And then your last tier was a Cobra Commander. So you effectively have four figures at a $300 price point, you know, along with the vehicle. So, you know, we don't know anything about this. This is pure speculation, but, you know, we, Dave especially loves Ghost Rider, and I Robbie Reyes is actually my favorite version of Ghost Rider. So, I think this whole idea is a blast, but trying to figure out what could Hasbro offer, you know, in terms of tiers with a project like this.
Yeah, it's really interesting to think about. Now, the logo that I'll say appeared, that was shown when that teaser came up, was for the 50 years of vengeance, that, or the year of vengeance, but the 50th anniversary of Ghost Rider, that they're, I guess, showing, or that they're advertising through Marvel. So there's really one of two ways that this could conceivably go, right? You could have where it's strictly like a Robbie themed one, or are we going to hit the 50 years of the Ghost Rider character? And that's kind of what you would think about or want to think about. So do you want to say, like, what would the tiers be and what would an early bird be?
Yeah. And you know, I think there's a lot that can be drawn from here in a lot of different directions, right? Because, like you said, if this is supposed to be encompassing the anniversary of the character, obviously there are multiple versions of Ghost Rider. You know, there have been over the years. We most recently have seen from the Marvel Legends team, we got a really great, two really great Riders, two packs or deluxe sets, where we had Johnny and the motorcycle, and then we had the Cosmic Ghost Rider when Frank Castle becomes Ghost Rider with the Cosmic bike. So, you know, we very recently have gotten those two sets, and they're fantastic. So I mean, I would say let's just kind of throw some things out there. So I mean, I think if they were going to do an early bird with it, you know, I think that would be a really great opportunity to include, you know, a character like Gabe.
Yeah, I think Gabe has to be a lock for this, because, you know, that's kind of Robbie's motivation as a character, right?
Yeah, I mean, yes, I know he is primarily on crutches, but he also does use a wheelchair. And they have an excellent wheelchair that they've, like a not a, like, souped up Professor X wheelchair, just like a wheelchair that they have already sculpted that they could reuse here. And honestly, in terms of, like, you know, Gabe's figure, they could probably reuse a lot of that body from previous releases, you know, plain clothes character. You know, sculpt a new head for him. I think it would make a great, you know, either a tier, or honestly, I think that would be a fun early bird, because it's one of those things where if you don't get it over that initial hump, you know, you may never get a Gabe figure. Like, because I can't imagine them ever selling him at retail.
And I think if you're going to do Robbie, you have to do Gabe. Like, they, you know, like even if you watch the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. version of Robbie, like, Robbie is his reason for doing whatever it is he does is for Gabe. So, you know, I mean, Gabe's got to be a part of it.
And the other thing, too, is, you know, we mentioned, you know, previous releases of Ghost Rider. It has been a while since that the Johnny Blaze Ghost Rider was released. It was definitely in, like, the more modern time of Marvel Legends, but, like, a pinless new sculpt Johnny Blaze Ghost Rider would be great, you know. And they already have the bike. The bike can be just redecoed and used with an all new sculpted figure. But I think that would make for an awesome, kind of experience with the whole HasLab, having Robbie with the charger and having Johnny with the motorcycle.
And it makes sense too, because Blaze is part of, like, Blaze and Robbie kind of clashed in the series. But I'm thinking more, anniversary stuff, right? Like, what's never been done? And there is a Johnny Blaze figure that's never been done. And it's long hair, mullet, ponytail, 90s Johnny Blaze, who's trying to stop Danny Ketch, and then they become the Spirits of Vengeance.
Brown trench coat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a really cool figure.
And that ties into my second idea, which I think is going to be like, I don't know if they can do this, but there's got to be more than just the car and fire effects, right? So we've also, not since Toy Biz, had the 90s Hell Cycle with Danny Ketch. There was the Jason Aaron style Danny Ketch with the blue flames. But there hasn't been like a Danny Ketch on a motorcycle since the 90s, since the Toy Biz line. So I think fire effects, 90s Johnny Blaze, 90s Danny motorcycle are my tiers.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely value there, and I could see them too. Like we talking about flame effects, like it would be cool if one of the tiers was a like a flame base for the car. Like think of something that almost kind of would sit almost like a ramp, so that it looks like the car is kind of like taking air underneath the underneath the flame effects. Like that would be a cool like display piece for something like this. But what about like pie in the sky? What's something that like outrageous that you think you would love to see?
I think mine is pretty outrageous and probably won't be it. But
well, go ahead, Ghost Rider Mark. What is it? What would it be?
I said it. It's Danny's cycle as well.
Oh, that.
That deluxe figure, and then Blaze, and then all the effects, removable effects for the car. I don't think like heads and hands and stuff is a bonus. Like that would be part of a Robbie Reyes figure.
Yeah, you would need a depowered. I don't think they've ever done a Ghost Rider figure that has like a depowered head.
The closest there is the phasing one, which was the chase on that Toy Biz like end of the Ghost Rider Danny Ketch run one with like the half face, which I think is a really cool figure. I have that.
It doesn't
with the
count,
orange
though.
Motorcycle. That's the closest thing. But what's good with the art style of Robbie is because he always has the gloves and the jacket on anyway.
Yeah.
The only thing that's ever on fire artistically is his head when he's got the skull head. So that's easy. That's a head swap and away we go.
See, and for me, as much as I would love I think it's realistic to say that one of the tiers might be another Ghost Rider and a bike, whether it's Danny or whether it's Johnny. But I would love to see a Blackheart figure. If you're celebrating, the anniversary of the character, including the big bad that's never had a figure, I think would be an awesome play here, because there's never been a Marvel Legends Blackheart.
Yeah, that would be cool.
And honestly, if you
even if
you
they
have,
did like Blackout too, like if we're sticking 90s.
Yeah, but the other reason I'm always looking for, just based on conversations and like kind of seeing, the stuff that they do, I'm always looking for a way for them to kind of reuse an already existing buck in a way that makes sense and in a way that would work for a particular character. And honestly, that Venom body that they created for the Tom Hardy Venom film, I've seen a couple of really great customs where people have taken that body and, you know, sculpted a Blackheart head for that body, and it looks unbelievable. So, you know, again, you know, something just kind of like a plus up that they could include, you know, I think that would be, I know it's, if it is going to be Robbie focused, I know that's not really his, you know, his foil.
Good old Uncle Eli is, which,
yeah,
not really toyetic.
No, but I mean, this would be the time to get it out, right? You know, if you're going to do that, that's, Blackheart will sell at retail. You know, it's a very toyetic looking character, you know, whereas Uncle Eli is just pretty much a dude in a suit.
I would be disappointed if, like I was saying before, it would make sense offline when we were talking, but yeah. Like, I don't know. That to me, like, that's a figure I would never, I just have the car and Robbie and, you know, like Gabe in it maybe, or Gabe next to it. But like, I would never display.
You could have him, you could have Robbie like holding him up by the collar.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because
I also, like, as high as the bar was set with, like, say, Galactus or the Sentinel, I feel like the Hiss Tank with the four figures has really kind of raised the bar higher as to, all right, so what could we do with this?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm honestly,
like, seeing that get four figures is like, all right, like, this is, you know, a multiple kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, why not three figures and three vehicles?
Yeah.
You know, I know there's a level of friendly competition that happens over there, you know, between the different groups. So, you know, Ryan and Dan and Stevie and Dwight, they still hold first place with Galactus. You know, it's the most successful HasLab so far. You know, the Hiss Tank still has a couple weeks left before it closes out. You know, we'll see if it catches up. But, you know, I know that they saw how successful the Hiss Tank was, how fast it funded, and they're going to want to do something to beat that, you know, to kind of hold all of the records, as it were. So, you know, the Hiss Tank funded in less than a day. So that's going to be their goal. That's definitely going to be their goal.
The other option is it's just all Ghost Riders. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's...
Oops, all Ghost Riders.
Yeah, it's Robbie, it's the car, it's Johnny Blaze, it's Danny Ketch, you know, and then whatever with it.
Well, you mentioned another good one that was offline that I did not think of another Ghost Rider.
Alejandra?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly a way to get that figure made as well. So is it going to be like almost like a rogues gallery of Ghost Riders? It could be.
I mean, that's one way to celebrate the anniversary, huh?
Yeah. And not have any villains.
If they're doing that, they better give me $20.99 with the chainsaw.
But, you know, that's what's cool with just the idea of it, is that anything is possible, right? Like, your wish list may be vastly different from what comes up, but it's going to be something that, you know, as we've seen historically, is cool. You know, especially coming from the Sentinel and Galactus, where, okay, you know, they've done the huge figure. Up next is, all right, well, there's what's a Marvel vehicle that's something that would be HasLab worthy. A car that's on a muscle car on fire is that.
Yeah, I know a lot of people wanted them to like tackle the Fantastic Car, but I think this is if this is what it pans out being. And again, you know, this is pure speculation. We know absolutely nothing outside of what, you know, what has been kind of shown and hinted at
It makes sense. Like, it's a guess that makes sense. It's not like somebody going, oh, well, the next HasLab should be an aircraft carrier that's going to be the size of a floor of your house. Like,
and again, it's an educated guess based on what they've shown. The little sizzle that they showed didn't sound like a motorcycle to me. It sounded like a car. They showed the accessory that's something that's associated with Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
So
the clues make sense.
We will, just like everyone else, we will have to wait and see ultimately, but there will be a post on our Instagram feed at AIC_podcast.
Yeah, what do you think it's going to be?
Yeah, let us know.
We'll have to step in for missing parts next week to talk about what you think, or next AIC 120. But, you know, hey, let's kind of keep it going, right? Let's keep the discussion out there, because for Ghost Rider fans, and that's, you know, Marvel Legends is something that I would enjoy collecting, but I kind of had to put a limit on it because it's basically endless. So I kept it to what is my favorite character, which is Ghost Rider. So for me, this is something I'm very excited about.
Yeah. So let us know on Instagram what you think. And with that, on behalf of myself and Dave, this has been your special post-Comic-Con edition of AICNN. See you guys next time.
Bye.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.